The National Biodiesel Board organized a Washington, D.C. fly-in this week to lobby for reinstatement of the $1 a gallon biodiesel blender's tax credit that did expire in December of 2013. One of those who was in attendance of that fly-in was Iowa Biodiesel Board Chair Grant Kimberly, who joins me on the phone. Hi, Grant.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about why the National Biodiesel Board decided that bringing a bunch of people in from Iowa was a good idea.
Well, this was a national fly-in, so we had representatives from the biodiesel industry from across the country attend. So it wasn't just Iowa, but certainly Iowa, we are the leading biodiesel producing state in the country. We have a capacity to produce over approximately 320 million gallons of biodiesel per year. And so it's important to have your leading producer in attendance. And so we had representatives from our industry out there to talk about the importance of the biodiesel blender's tax credit and that it did lapse this past year and why it was important to reinstate that as part of the tax extenders bill that's being debated in D.C. right now.
So for it's Friday afternoon, so if people are paying attention to what I said, it expired in December of 2013. So this is retroactive to 2014, and 2014 is about over. That's kind of a hard way to operate, isn't it?
It is. It's a very difficult way to operate. It doesn't provide that certainty in the marketplace. It doesn't, as a business, it's hard to make long-term investments when you have these starts and stops and policy. And so it does make it difficult. Now, certainly, we're advocating for a multi-year extension rather than this one-year piecemeal approach. But it appears that based off of just the political realities in D.C. right now, we may just be looking at a one-year extension. And then hopefully this can be revisited early on in 2015 so it can be done at a much earlier date rather than doing it, towards the end of the year.
And the good news is the U.S. House overwhelmingly approved it. What about the Senate?
Well, the Senate will probably take it up next week from what we've been told. And so if there was more time left in the legislative session before the holidays, I think there's a good chance the Senate would like to have this be at least an extension for a couple years, and then it would go back to the House and be negotiated that way. But in light of the short time frame and the fact that they're going to be bumping up into holiday break and we're into the lame duck session, it's probably more likely that they will probably just pass the one-year extension and then revisit this again next year.
And we had a whopping soybean crop. In fact, more than was initially forecast to be harvested. So what does that do to your availability, obviously, of product?
Well, biodiesel is a wonderful product. It can be utilized from any vegetable and animal fat sources, things that we produce here in Iowa and in the U.S. It helps diversify agriculture, provides value added to our businesses. It creates jobs for local economies and rural businesses and rural communities. So it's certainly important. With a record soybean crop, we have plenty of available supplies of soybean oil that would be available to go into the biodiesel marketplace if the right parameters are in place. And so certainly the agriculture industry would like to see a strong biodiesel industry. It's got a 100-year legacy of infrastructure built up and its own incentives in place.
I think we'll all be watching to see what happens with not only biodiesel, but ethanol, wind energy, and all of that all together with renewable fuels and also with all the other tax credits that that are available. So I thank you very much for your time this afternoon. I've been talking with Grant Kimberly, the executive director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board. Thank you, Grant.
Thanks, Pat. Enjoyed speaking with you today.